Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah. As I look around me, so many wanna tell me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the men's about do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on the team, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
Hyman Radio Live. Welcome to the show. What's going on? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. Your time, Money Monday. Trying to pull it together over here. All the way live from Tampa. 904 here on the East, 604 on the West Coast. It's the hip hop performer. T.M. Hyman, again, trying to pull it together. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am here. Happy Money Monday, everyone. And are you okay over there?
Hmm?
No, TM. You okay?
Again, instead, I'm trying to pull it together. All the way live from the DMV. Get up, Dave James. Welcome to the show.
Get it together, brother.
Yeah. Hey, what it do, man?
Instead, I'm trying to pull it together. Hey, it is a Monday for real. All discombobulated, but I'm here. Hey, strictly business is the topic. We're talking about Walmart blaming Tracy Morgan for the accident. Plus, we got an up-close-and-personal guest, Hot Chocolate again, our up-close-and-personal guest. Who is that tonight?
Kevin Ross, a young man that I had the absolute pleasure of seeing perform when I went to see the Maxwell concert in Clearwater a few weeks ago. And I was thoroughly impressed by the young man. So I figured we needed to have him here on TM Hyman at the release of his EP and new single that hopefully we'll be able to play as well.
Yes, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, and so he's absolutely on with us again. So, brother, go ahead and introduce yourself to the world. A little segue to you. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Introduce yourself.
Oh, no. Thank you, man. My name is Kevin Ross. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm just glad to be here. I'm an R&B singer. I got a new EP out called Dialogue in the Grave, so y'all make sure y'all get that on iTunes and follow me at Kevin Ross Music. That's Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, well, we definitely got a track or two that we're going to play. We're going to get into that later in the show. Again, welcome to Money Monday. Strictly business, Walmart blames Tracy Morgan for his accident. I mean, this is pretty crazy. Hey, we'll be right back. No Mediocre, TM Hyman Radio.
All I want is bad chicas. I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No bad mama cedars. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue. They so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air. Solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kick back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face flat out, she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she took it, I think it back, you should have asked for a beer. That's me on the back. Cause I don't want no mediocre, don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama cedars, ain't no mediocre, don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, you're bad shit, starting on a mediocre, on a mediocre, you start on a mediocre, seven, women with me, and none are mediocre, from their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre, yeah.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three mic Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, pardon me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me, and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre. I'm in Brazil with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only is she bad. I had tryna find someone that better than my last girl. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say her things a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that dong, she wanna be my tutor. So she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Had sits on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cuter chick. Give me that, what she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Pretty face, menage, they say 20 at the same time, wanna get your rent paid. I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre.
mediocre, no. Bad mama Caesars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad bitch, nothing on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you stand on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none on mediocre. From their head to their toes, they so far from mediocre, yeah.
The Empowerment Radio Live, 9:10, 9:11 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James the General, T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our guest up close and personal tonight, Kevin Ross, here on Money Monday. We are going to be talking to him a little bit about his new EP that he has coming out that you can get on iTunes, as well as chopping it up about this Tracy Morgan and Walmart situation going on, where Walmart is actually blaming Tracy Morgan and the other passengers in the vehicle that he was in that was struck by the Walmart truck. And I find that very interesting that such a big corporation, of course, they're going to take some sort of out to make themselves look like the lesser of the two evils in the situation. But really?
Really?
You're going to blame them for not having a seatbelt on, and one man died. Jimmy
Ryan,
Nash,
a comedian,
who was,
and
writer. Tracy Morgan's best friend, passed away in the car crash. So how I'm trying to figure out how they even knew in the records that they didn't have seatbelts on, because they had to cut them out. So how did they?
Well, this is the thing too, though. They were in a limo bus. Tracy and the passengers, they were in a limo bus when they got hit. Now, maybe I just haven't gotten in enough limo buses, but I've never seen seatbelts in them, or like, are they even required? I don't know. But my thing is, what does that have to do with a driver not getting rest? Which legally, state to state, they're only supposed to drive a certain amount of hours and then rest a certain amount of hours.
Right.
But then you have some companies that they they encourage you to try to, you know, just get it done.
Right.
And then
drive,
you can do whatever you want to do after that.
Right. And there's allegations.
Never put on paper. You know, but we encourage you to go ahead and ride that out.
Right.
And then
I was just
take your time and you get home when you need to.
Allegations that they knew that he had been up for longer than the allotted time frame, according to what their rules and regulations were. So,
yeah, they have to log them. You know how you see those? You know how, like, when you're in the interstate and you see those, like, the weighing stations and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They, a lot of those, they have to pass the inspections there. Like, they have to have their logged hours. If their hours don't match or whatever, they get, like, fined and ticketed and, you know, a whole bunch of other crap. So it's a lot that goes along with that
ticketed
industry. So, you know.
Ticketed.
You said, could they picket it?
Ticketed or picketed?
I don't know. Whichever one sound right.
But let's not also gloss over the fact the homeboy was going 20 miles over the limit also. So, you know,
Truck guy?
The Walmart
truck. Because they're trying to get it done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He going 20 miles over the limit. And I know that part of the Jersey Turnpike where it happened, at the speed limit, I think, is, I want to say around 65.
And they time you there, too, though.
You know
they time you there, too, because once you hit one part, but you can't get to another part too soon. You can get a ticket for that.
Yeah, because I remember one of my boys did that. Like, he was burning the turnpike up and then got from one end to the other in like an hour and change. And they were like, oh, yeah.
They were like, what?
They said, oh, yeah, your ticket's in the mail. Your ticket, you'll be receiving your ticket. So we got your place. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. A head shaking of hand wave. Yeah, we got to it.
Yeah, they know what,
yeah,
they know what's happening with that. So,
So I think that it's just I just think it's Walmart's way of trying to, like, the words that you just used, gloss it over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's them.
All day.
You know.
Mm. Oh, they're going to end up paying. They're going to end up paying. It's just a matter of how much.
I just, all I know is that I don't give a damn what state or what, you know, insurance you have or whatever, or how you try to claim the accident went. Whoever hit the other person, they're in the fault, regardless.
Right.
'Cause I've been in enough, you know, fender benders to know that I got rear-ended, pause, no homo, a whole lot.
Wow.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. I got somebody, I know, right? Somebody hit my car while I was at a standstill. Yeah, somebody hit my car while I was at a standstill a couple of times. Yeah, let me clear that up, folks. None of that.
He said clear it up like three times.
Word.
Okay, make sure it's sure.
But I just know that I got paid in the end. Damn.
Okay.
Let's go.
So you went wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
We
go in
pause
there. You
the
went
call.
Wrong.
Yeah, we go pause. Big time.
Pause for the
even
call.
When you wrong,
damn.
You right. You know what I mean?
That's this whole thing. That's
hey,
down, right?
We're up close and personal tonight with our guest Kevin Ross. Come right back. Plus, we're talking about
yes,
we
go talk
Morgan.
To you, boo.
This shit, a shit. Hey, back in a moment. Ready up.
The best of me.
Roots featuring Fonte and Dice Raw with Now or Never. I am Madam Boston. It is 9:20 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:20 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. And thank you for joining us on Money Mondays. And look, we are strictly business tonight. What about Walmart? They really are trying to blame Tracy Morgan for his for the accident. I mean, like, if he wasn't driving, how do you blame them too? Like, I don't know.
I mean,
How do you feel about that, though?
The whole idea behind the seatbelts. I mean, I understand. We all should be responsible. But when you're luxury rolling like that, you know, I think you have, you know, the bandwidth to move around. You're a little free. And bottom line, you don't prepare for an 18-wheeler to run you over. And so I think this is a situation where big business is trying to get over in a major way. Why don't we do this? Why don't we bring on our special guest? We're also up close and personal tonight with Mr. Kevin Ross. Let's ask him how he feels about this fiasco between Walmart and Tracy Morgan as we start our dialogue with him tonight. Again, we're up close and personal with Kevin Ross. Hey, welcome to the show, bro.
Man, once again, thank you for having me. But, you know what I mean, to kind of keep it, you know, straight to the point, I think that, you know, none of us was in the incident, you know what I mean? So whatever happened, it's between the people that was in that, you know what I mean, that limo bus and that driver from Walmart, you know what I mean, and God, pretty much. So, you know, it's a lot of things that go unsaid, you know. I think especially with the news and the media, we all know this, you know, when you own the information, you can bend it all you want. So I think there's a lot of things that that aren't, you know, that hasn't been said, or there's going to be things that are going to be glossed over, you know, and we don't know who's going to play the victim or the villain here. But let's just say that, you know, there was a life that was lost. There's families that are hurting out there, and that's the most important thing, you know, beyond any of it, is to make sure that, you know, that, you know, people's families are straight and that, you know, lives were preserved and saved, you know, in this process, you know, because it could have been a lot worse as well.
No, absolutely. Hey, you're very articulate. You sound like a very intelligent young man. Again, introduce yourself to the world, Mr. Kevin Ross. Tell us who you are and what you got going on. You were spotlighted, I'm going to say, by a member of our team, and, you know, she invited you on because she was impressed with your work.
My name is Kevin Ross, and I'm from Washington, D.C. I'm an R&B artist that signed to Motown Records. Shout out Motown. And I have an EP that's out right now called Dialogue in a Gray. I just finished touring with Maxwell maybe about a month and a half ago. That was my first tour, an extreme blessing opening up for him. And I'm going on tour again with Neo starting October 12th.
Awesome.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes,
what part
awesome.
Of DC you from, bro? What part of DC you from?
I'm from Southeast originally. I was
okay.
Born in the greatest Southeast hospital yet.
I'm not that 640, son. Where you at that black hole, B? What's good, man? We out there.
Oh, man.
You just made me
laugh on that one, man. Yeah.
A taste of home.
Okay.
What part of Southeast you from, man? I be out there so often, not too much.
Man, I'm from Angel Place originally. So that's right off of Alabama Avenue.
Alabama, yeah. My cousin got murdered over there, unfortunately.
Oh. Definitely sorry to hear that, man.
I know that area pretty well.
You know,
Save James
is international.
Okay, internationally now. So tell us side eye. Got the opportunity with Motown Records.
Oh, say that again, sir.
Tell us how you got your opportunity with Motown.
Man, I'm gonna just keep it, you know what I mean, straight into the point, man. God in favor, man. Like, you know, I believe that, you know, God is truly the ultimate, you know, decision maker over my life. You know, so I put all my trust in Him. So that's really how I got my situation with Motown. It's through God and favor and just being patient, honestly. You know.
So did you? Was it a connection? Was it a performance? I mean, I definitely understand being spiritual myself, but I mean,
most definitely,
you know.
I got you. There was a performance that I did a couple of years ago. I was on BET 106 Apart, and they had a segment called Wild Out Wednesday, and I won it for that year. And so I kind of kept in contact with BET, and so they eventually made me a Music Matters artist. So they had a Music Matters showcase in L.A., and, you know, I went out there to perform, and just so happened that a lady by the name of Ethiopia, she was out there, and she was just taking the position at Motown, and she was interested. She thought it was dope. And so Motown and actually another label called Verve, which is owned by David Foster, had, you know, created a joint venture and signed me. So that's
kind of
how that came together.
No doubt. No doubt. Who's been your most impactful influence, musical influence, or influences?
Stevie Wonder, man. That's my biggest musical influence, man, hands down. I just love his imagination. I love the music. You know, he got the hits he has. You know, he has a different perspective from anybody else that I've ever heard. So that's my biggest inspiration.
We have a couple of your joints, man. One is called Money Over Love. Tell us about it.
Money Over Love, man. So you know, I always do this in my show. I ask the question, you know, if you had the chance to choose between money or love, you know, which one would you choose? Would you rather be piss poor broke with the love of your life, or would you rather have it all—the money, fortune, fame, you know, everything that your heart desires—but you have no one to share it with? And so, you know, that pretty much summarizes the song, where I'm asking the audience a question and say, which one would you choose? And it's my story, you know, explaining my love for this girl that would rather choose money over love, you know. So that's just my take on it.
Wow. Did you produce the track?
I co-produced it with a producer from actually North Carolina. His name is SK. So he's really dope, and he's up and coming as well. Be on the lookout for him, and it's a fun record.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's have some fun. We're up close and personal with Kevin Ross. It's 9:27. Here we go. A Money Over Love. TM Hound Radio Live.
Could you trade the pole for a palace, a shot glass for a chalice, high heels for the higher end? There's no strings required here. Give the lights for the lavish, or is it too good in Atlanta? In no time we could disappear, but it's too bad to like you here. I could put you where you need to be. If you want it, then you got it, babe. You don't even gotta pay for nothing. And I can make you stay or leave. It's a win-win, tell me why you lose. To me it makes sense, but it's up to you. I know you'll always choose money over love. And they always take them money. Look at you go.
Make that money, go. Don't let the money make
go.
You. Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make
go.
You. Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make
go.
You. Let the money make
go.
You. Let the
go.
Money.
You would rather dance for them bread
than
to be tied down to some man. With all these numbers on you, it's not one that you belong to. Live fast and die beautiful. What's the use of growing old alone when you're tired of living blindly? You know just where to find me, 'cause I can put you where you need to be. If you want it, then you gotta pay. You don't even gotta pay for nothing. And I can make you stay or leave. It's a win-win, tell me where you lose. To me it makes sense, but it's up to you. I know you'll always choose money over love. And they always take that money over love. Yeah.
Look at you go.
Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make
go.
You. Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make
go.
You. Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make
go.
You. Let the money make
go.
You. Let the money
look
make
at you go.
Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money
go.
Make
go.
You. Make that money,
go.
Don't let the money make you.
You.
Make that money, don't let the money make you. Make that money, don't let the money make
you. Made a meal myself,
money,
and I'm still myself.
You. Make that money, don't
yeah.
let the money make
she
you.
She a self-made girl,
don't
she gon' need my help.
You. Make that money, don't
real.
Let the money make you.
How many do you know like me? It ain't every day that you gon' come by me. So you can never say that I ain't let you breathe. Go ahead, ventilate, ventilate. I know you're gon' kill it, babe. Throwing ones in the air when you're still in the stage.
Make that money, make that
the
money,
ocean,
make,
no.
make that money, make
that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, make that money, family, the team, the crew, PM Hyman Radio
yeah.
family. Got Madam Seagull Boston Strong Chin over there. Got a hot chocolate chilling in the background. You sour chocolate earlier, but we ain't gonna get into that. PM Hyman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you a little sour earlier. And we here
what?
Still live with your boy Kevin Ross right here. That was Money Over Love.
That was hot.
The EP. The song is dope,
yeah.
bro. I'm impressed. I was pleasantly surprised by it. Didn't know what
thank
they
you.
Expect. Pleasantly surprised, man.
Yes, sir.
And see, that's how I felt when I saw him come out on the stage opening for Maxwell. You always give, you know, the opening act the benefit of the doubt because they've made it that far on a national tour. But when I heard this young man sing,
right,
it didn't take anything else except that first song that he sung. I was convinced.
Yeah, that was a pretty tough track right there, bro.
I appreciate it. Y'all make sure y'all go and get that Dialogue and the Greater EP on iTunes now. Make sure you follow me, Kevin Ross Music, Twitter and Instagram. So I appreciate it, you guys. Really do.
Oh, God. So, yo, let me ask you this real quick, bro. You still around the area, or did you, like, move on to big and better things? Because, you know, I'm out here in the DMV myself.
I wouldn't say bigger and better things, you know what I mean? Because home is always home. Right now I live in Atlanta a couple of years ago, you know, I was provided the opportunity to start writing. So, you know, as well as being an artist, I'm a writer. I got 4 records on Trey Songz, a new album. I did What's Best for You, which went number one, Urban AC. And then we have Touchin' Lovin' featuring Nicki Minaj, which is doing really well as far as on urban R&B right now. Then we did Dead Wrong, Ty Dolla $ign, and then I Know, which is a bonus track. So, yeah, so it's been a really good year for me as far as artistically and writing-wise. So that's what kind of led me out to Atlanta, to go back to your question. So home is always home, and I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, I'm coming back home. If you in the DMV, man, you got to come and see me on this Neo tour. Man, I'm gonna be at the Fillmore.
So when does the tour start?
Get a brother in through the side door or something. I'm there.
We're gonna make sure you're taken care of, man.
Just put the phone book inside the door to keep it open, man.
The phone book.
That's what it is. I'm good
when
money,
does the
buddy.
Tour start, Kevin?
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys. You know what I mean, rocking with me. So I definitely want to make sure I take care. But we're gonna be at the Fillmore October 27th. And doors open at 8:00, and since you know I'm the opening act, you know that means I start at 8:00. So y'all gotta make sure y'all there if anybody's listening from the DMV.
Hey, well they definitely listening from the DMV. And before you get out of here, bro, let's hit them off with this joint right here. They can come out here you live. This joint is called Dreams. Hey, Kevin Ross, we'll be right back. Kim Hyman Radio Live.
Oh,
things that be honest. And is it wrong to hope you're hurt? Girl, I won't be ashamed. Lay here awake as long as it's not in vain. So don't make me dream. If I got what I want here in reality. So don't make me dream. So don't make me dream, dream. If I had to choose money or love, darling, you know that the only first I'll say to you, I give it all up, no hesitation. It's not a price on what you're worth. How far away, how long it may take for me to get there. So I'm off with no return. Girl, I won't be ashamed. Lay here awake as long as it's not in vain. So don't make me dream. I got what I want here in reality. So don't make me.
Kevin Ross with Dream.
Yo, that's
and
sick
he,
right there.
Yeah. You missed it. He will be performing at the Fillmore. Is it October 27th?
That's a
yeah,
Monday, right?
Show starts at 8. So y'all go check him out. Promising. Very promising young man.
You will not
Word.
Be sorry.
Word, son. You got some stuff with you, B. I ain't even going to front. It's,
thank you, man.
Music is solid. Definitely solid material.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
With all of your contact, man, your Facebook, your Twitter, iTunes, all of that.
Absolutely. I make sure y'all follow me in order to keep in touch with when the next tour is or what have you. Y'all can look me up, Kevin Ross Music. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Those three are the ones that I usually do the most. So y'all make sure y'all look me up and find me. That once again at Kevin Ross Music. And y'all make sure y'all go ahead and download that Dialogue in the Greater EP. So thank y'all so much for having me once again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
I'm dead serious, B. I'm trying to get inside door at the New York concert, B.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to follow me on Instagram, man.
Nah,
I'm
about to hit you up on Twitter right now. And,
yes, sir.
That ass, like, you know, Save James. You're going to see Save James just follow you. That's going to be me.
And, Kevin, whenever you're in the Tampa Bay area, you definitely have to look TMNI up.
Oh, and you know it. I love the Tampa Bay area. Y'all showed mad love that night. That was a really special night for
that
me.
That was an awesome
in the
show.
Band. Thank you.
Hey, thanks again, bro.
Yeah.
You're welcome here anytime. You can stop back past anytime, bro.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Real people, real times. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we got Finance floating all the way up the coast from Newark, Delaware. Hey, Toya's joining us. What up, Toya?
Hello, good evening, all. Hey.
Hey,
this evening, I just wanted to touch on some alternatives to cable that will keep you entertained to help to save you a few dollars. For most people who actually have a cable bill, you probably know that right now to enjoy the premium channels and the basic channels and internet and phone and all these bundle packages that are being offered, a lot of cable bills are about $200 and more per month. So just a few alternatives that will help save you money. First would be DVD kiosk. Of course, all of us are familiar with like Redbox and Blockbuster Express. And, of course, you can go to those and you can rent movies for very, very little money at the DVD kiosk. There's also network websites like ABC.com, NBC.com, CBS. There are a lot of networks that will allow you to view their TV shows for free through their website. I mean, you do not have to have the cable subscription in order to do so. So you can check those out. A lot of them you have to download an app to be able to view their shows. But, hey, if it's free, you don't have to pay anything to do it, go right ahead. In addition to that, you know, there's Hulu. A lot of people are jumping on Hulu bandwagon because you can view mostly all of the TV shows that are offered nowadays for a very, very low cost. There's a standard Hulu subscription, and then there's a premium subscription. But one of the best things about Hulu is that you can set the subscriptions for some of your favorite programs. And when they're available to view, they'll just send you an email to let you know that so you don't have to constantly check back. There's also Netflix streaming, which is only about $8 a month. They do have a premium service that you can also order DVDs by mail, but the streaming is the best. You will have to watch your show usually after the season ends on TV, but for about $8 a month, it's a lot better than $200 a month, and they do have a lot of the premium shows that most people are interested in nowadays. There's also Amazon Instant Video, which is actually the direct competition for Netflix. And Amazon recently launched it, launched its own streaming options that includes over like 5,000 commercial-free movies, and there's also TV shows available with the Amazon Prime membership, and I believe that's only about $80 a year. And then lastly, there's Apple TV. I know that a few of my friends have converted to Apple TV, and they really like it. The box only costs about $100, free shipping from Apple.com, and it gives you access to all of the iTunes library of titles. It varies in price. New release movies are about $5. Standard SD movies are about $4, and TV shows are about $1. But you're not paying for something that you don't want and that you won't view. So Apple TV seems to be a hit. The box is compatible with Netflix. So if you want to use Netflix and Apple TV, it's not a problem. You can use both of those together. So just a few options to save you a few dollars each month on a cable bill. Most people are streaming or recording shows via DVR and watching it after the show airs anyway. So why pay money to watch something live when most of the time you're not going to? So save yourself a few dollars and try one of the alternatives instead.
We appreciate the tips. Hey, a dollar that we can keep in our pocket is a good dollar. Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware, everybody. Hey, Toya, what do you think about Walmart trying to blame Tracy Morgan for this accident?
Oh, for his accident? That's a little strange. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it, to be honest with
yeah.
you. It's a little odd. I don't understand why they're blaming him, but hey, to each his own.
Yeah, I'm thinking as big as Walmart is, you know, they should be willing to settle out of court. But that just goes to show that everybody's trying to save a dollar.
Save a dollar.
Everybody's trying to save a dollar.
That could be a drop in the bucket.
Well, then, too. I mean, if they're found guilty, that's going to raise their insurance and stuff, too. And, I mean, I would imagine that
they
raising insurance for the business like that.
Multi-billion dollar company.
Just because they're a multi-billion dollar company doesn't mean that losing money wouldn't hurt.
To drop in the bucket for them, that's
what
they have liability insurance for. They need to just chalk it up.
For real, man. Get this settled with this man. Pay for his injuries.
Yeah.
Y'all ask for it. Y'all hit him.
Yeah.
Hold on, and then hold on, and keep in mind they're going to probably have to pay the man who died family.
Absolutely, and the driver of the limo bus.
I mean, wasn't the driver like overworked by like hours and hours on the clock, not like a short period of time?
Yeah, that's
what
right. That's what Tracy and him saying that. Yeah, that he was tired.
But tired,
you know, they were driving too
tired and speeding. And that's a bad combination when you got 15, 20 tons behind you of steel moving, you know what I'm saying, 20 miles an hour above the speed limit.
Right, and most people can't even keep their car straight like that, much less a truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Come
on, man.
Hey, it's
9:46.
They're
going to
settle.
We'll be right back. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big, 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 big money. He was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen.
Radio Live, that was Nicki Minaj, Anaconda,
Anaconda.
Monday evening.
You know what,
that's
though? Speaking
I
of booty.
I don't like it that much.
Me neither.
I'm not too fond of that song.
Okay, but look, you know what has me, like confused? Because J-Lo came out, has a song out called Booty, and
Are
rubbing each other
loosely.
And I ain't seen
talking about how big their butts are.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song or seen the video. I know she had a snippet of it on Instagram, but I didn't actually see the
they
video. That's the one
that has
current Iggy.
Like,
yeah, well, they have, you know, those the bathing suit, workout suits from the 80s. They those type style bathing suits. That so it comes up the almost not the center of the butt, but like enough, you know. Anyway, the thing I don't get is the fact that all the news shows, ET and, you know, what have you, the rest of them, they're, you know, glamorizing J-Lo's, but then they're undercutting Anaconda. And I'm like, is that only because Nikki's butt is bigger than theirs? It's like you never see.
Nikki's butt is fake. Nikki's butt is fake, though, man. That's the only thing about it. Nobody likes to see a big fake ass on TV when you could tell it's fake.
I mean,
it's one
well,
thing
then who was moving it like that then?
I look, I'm not saying that. Listen. I'm not saying I have my mind. I've never seen the video, but if you're saying that she was making movements with it like a real ass, that's all in hips. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, sir.
Your hips.
You, just watch the video, and then we can have
I'm
a conversation.
Just saying,
because
just
until then,
ass.
it makes no difference. Like you gotta
Yo,
see
you,
it
did,
to
you,
understand.
Do you remember that video that she came out with the beginning of her success was starting with that Starship song?
That second commercial. I mean, the second video. Yeah.
Did you see how just monstrous and mammoth that?
Yes.
That you know that rear section,
but she also right. But that was when she first started out.
But it was
supposed to look better now.
Everybody knew it was fake then. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're not fooling anybody. We at least we know J Lo's ass is. She got insurance on her ass because how real it is. You know what I mean? So it's like.
You know what?
You think I'm playing?
Yeah. No. I know she. Yes, she does really have
insurance
on her body. Yes, her leg, her butt. Yeah.
Insurance her leg
and her throat.
Stuff, man. So it's like we know everybody.
Okay,
why haven't
Mom? I'm curious to know, have any of you all went and got insurance on your rear ends?
No,
no, but I should have signed up for it.
Nah, I don't
extra
really don't
coverage.
I don't think mine is in. What's the need for booty insurance? I'm curious. Did like if one chick
hey,
gets,
in case somebody pops one of them joints, so she melted
but,
on you know hit J Lo in the Mercedes.
Real, so why does she
just
need
like
booty insurance if hers
doesn't.
Is real?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the reason why. I think maybe because if she something happens to her because of her ass or whatever, she might be covered.
Or like,
I'm
what if
sure.
she hurts herself while she's practicing dancing or something?
If she pulls a glute, like what? I don't.
Because you know what? Maybe the places she be in, you know, like if she falls, they can't afford to pay her how much all that's worth. So
listen, man,
she just has
ass,
keeping her own insurance.
Yikes.
That
joint
be like a catapult, man. She
comes
right back up on her feet, man.
I guess.
Oh. Hey. Okay. She done kicked all her little men to the side. Now she got Iggy. She's straight.
Iggy.
You got to get a Range Rover.
I bet you Iggy get a Range Rover.
Iggy's boring.
I bet you Iggy get a Range Rover.
Hey,
she be speaking Spanish 2 months.
City.
Tops.
Referencing J Lo this morning on a morning show, giving some feedback about J Lo, remembering the times.
What did he say? His old baby mama, Jenny from
hey,
the block.
Before we get off the show, I don't know if we had a chance. I don't know if y'all saw that Raven Simone interview. I didn't see it, but I heard snippets of it that she had with Oprah.
Well, she said she didn't want to be labeled.
Yeah, she
wanted
to be
labeled gay or African American.
Yeah, she wanted to be labeled gay.
She came out a while ago.
Yeah, no, but this was like to overdose, and now it's official coming out.
Oh, man.
Right. I'm just saying, you know
didn't
how
she sit down with
it
Oprah?
Don't mean nothing if it ain't come from Oprah. Y'all know how that
I didn't
goes.
Know that aired already.
Yeah, I think it just aired. I think it just aired today because I was seeing
night?
A lot of buzz.
It was last night?
Okay, yeah. I was seeing a lot of buzz
yeah,
about
she
it.
She said she didn't want to be labeled.
She didn't want to be labeled
but
gay
she came
or an African American. Yeah, I know everybody knew that.
She is. I think she came out like last year, the year before last, something like that.
She said that the audience was like, duh. Like, we know that already. You know
but
what I mean?
Does she right. want to be labeled as if she doesn't want to be labeled as?
A human being.
A lesbian.
A human
or...
being. She want to be labeled as
yeah,
an American. Because there's so many roads of America that lead to my finished product in so many words that she said that I was going to be labeled as American. Like, I don't know what my family stems from, but I know my roots are in Louisiana, and that's in America. So I want to be labeled in America.
Right, like, there are a lot of actors who are not, like, if you look them up, and, like, with their listings with, like, SAG or any of them, they'll have American actor and not, and some you'll see where it's African American actor, you know what I mean? Like the breakdown of it.
Yeah,
it opens
well,
up the roles too.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
Keyword.
Whatever.
Hey, who was that that just said, oh?
That was me, because I really don't get it. Like, I mean, I get what they're doing as far as their own personal choice of how they will identify themselves, but to the masses, to society, to the census people, you got to pick something. You can't put.
You told Olivia that we give her a pig.
You know what?
Your way.
I know that's right.
You almost made me spill my yak.
On my $200 suit.
We out of here. Hey, take us home. Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Gotta love this show.
Hey, hold on. Nick Cannon back on the market, yo. He got Mariah's tattoo covered up. He got a cross and Jesus and Mary and all kinds of other people
on
his back.
Did you hear what Amber Rose walked in on while she dated the Wiz? Did you hear what Amber Rose walked in on?
With the twins?
With the
twins? Two twins, yeah.
With the twins?
I mean, one set of twins. I said two twins.
Yeah, that's why Amber Rose dated him. She walked in on him with twins, son.
Oh. And
that's why he ain't fighting.
Mariah is talking, too, about why her and Nick broke up. She's changing, doing a Jay-Z, changing lyrics and songs and getting everybody
Mariah's
speculating.
Not doing too good, though. And she's not doing too good with the situation.
I mean, you know, you lose
emotional.
Your boo like that. And
yeah, Nick Cannon was giving her that young boy pounding.
Yeah,
he's
doing
that now.
You're like, where am I find that at? I should have been like giving him.
Her Cooper growl is softening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, young boy pounded.
She gonna start texting Eminem again. What?
No way.
Yo, we'll see y'all on Wednesday. Whatever you do, do it well. Until next time.
Well, I got some new music for y'all Wednesday. Shout out to my man O. He got me revved up about these bum ass Jets and these bum ass Knicks. They still suck. They're not gonna do nothing this year, dude.
Real talk, real people, real time. TM Hammer Radio. We will see you on Wednesday. Have a good night. Shout out to Kevin Ross again. Go get that on iTunes.
Hey, that's my baby daddy.
We got a paper clip, and it's 100. My bellman call me Sir Combs, or Richard Drummond. My Rolls Royce spray cologne, the fragrance money. It's Bad Boy Records, you know I run it. Ciroc, I'm a Red O'Connor, them love it. I show up with my jewelry on, and never doubt it. You show up with your jewelry on.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.